we get into our next old-time radio program, two episodes of Challenge of the Yukon. First, King Spot's Murder from November 25th of 1943, and The 11th Hour, which aired December 16th of 1943. We're going to listen to another big hit, a song composed by Harry Warren and lyricist Al Dubin, written in 1934 for the film Dames. And according to Billboard magazine, the song was a #2 hit. The orchestras of Peter Dushan and Anson Weeks also figured into the song's 1934 popularity. It was again recorded in 1950 by Peggy Lee, and most notably by the Flamingos in 1959, becoming one of their most popular hits. Rolling Stone magazine ranks the Flamingos' version number 157 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all times. This version peaked at number 11 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and later was included on the soundtrack for the 1973 film American Graffiti. Here is Nate Nelson and the Flamingos. I Only Have Eyes for You. On the Boxcars 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
The Challenge of the Yukon.
Hunting! Have you hunting?
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the Challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in preserving the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. Sergeant Preston was breaking camp early one morning, the icy cold of the North chilling his face. Suddenly, as he turned from the fire, he noticed King. The dog seemed to be listening intently, his nose in the air, every muscle momentarily tense. In spite of himself, the Mountie stood still, but the quiet of the Yukon seemed to him unbroken. It was then that King, a strange, savage growl in his throat, ran from the Mountie toward a line of pine trees.
King!
Well, he heard something, I'm sure of it. But what? Well, there's only one way to find out. Go after him. He stopped ahead there. What is it, fella? What's wrong? I don't see... Well, so that's it. Yeah. Looks like you chased someone out of here, King. Yes. Whoever it was, he's almost out of sight. But why? Why with King standing over by the campfire, but... That man's retracing his tracks. He came up to here and then stopped. Then walked over and stood here. He could see perfectly from here. And he must have been watching us when King sent something wrong. King, old fella, I don't know what I'd do without you. But this is one time I'm stuck. He got away without me hearing him. I guess your barks covered any noises he made. I couldn't even get a look at him. Why would anyone come up here, stand, and watch us? Was he intending to head back for Fort Munn? Or did you make up his mind for him, Well, since we're heading in his direction, maybe we'll just keep to those tracks.
Returning to his campsite, Sergeant Preston scattered the fire, preparing to follow the mysterious traveler who had aroused King. Once on the trail, the great dog covered distance quickly, keeping to the tracks cut clearly in the snow. But as they approached Fort Munn, the Mountie found that other tracks obscured those made by the stranger, and it was more and more difficult to separate one from another till he was forced to admit the hopelessness of pursuing the man further.
It's not wrong for anyone to ride so far on a trail and then change his mind. Certainly there's no ground for suspicion there. Oh, King! Oh, you huskies! Well, there's one thing you're sure of in Fort Munn. This cafe opens the first thing in the morning, and it's the last building to be darkened at night. Well, King, we're bound to find some news in here.
Sergeant Preston!
Molliver, hello there. How are you?
I'm glad to see you. That's what I am.
Well, now, that's what I call a real welcome. What's wrong? You look like you've lost your claim or something.
Be truer if you'd say I look like I lost my best friend.
Your best friend?
Sergeant, when I found Mike dead yesterday, I prayed that you'd come to Fort Munn.
Mike?
They shot him in the back, dirty yellow skunks. He didn't have a chance. It was snowing when I found him. No tracks that I could make out.
Oh. He was murdered.
Yeah. If I knew who did it, I'd... Well, back where I come from, we have a name for men that shoot from ambush.
Where'd you find him?
Out near those two big rocks west of here.
Oh, yes, yes, I know the place.
He never did anybody any harm, Sergeant.
Oh, no, Oliver, wait a minute. Let's go over this slowly. Now, you say you found him.
Yes. Yes, I found him.
What reason would anyone have for killing Mike? Unless...
Somebody could have killed him for his gold. That's what everybody here in town thinks.
And you?
Well, I guess that must be it. Fred Johnson said Mike drew out every bit of the dust he had in the bank.
Hmm.
You can't argue with a banker.
You mean you'd have an argument to give Fred about that?
Oh, it's not that. But you see, Mike never came to town without stopping to see me.
Yes, yes, I know.
According to Fred, Mike drew out his dust and then headed back toward his claim. If I didn't know he went to the bank, I'd say he was shot on his way into town.
I see.
But I don't know. I'm just glad you're here, Sergeant, because I want to see the man that murdered Mike hang. And the sooner he does, the easier I'll rest.
I can't promise you how soon he'll be brought to justice, but he will be. You didn't find any of the dust on him?
Not a trace of it. Even the poke he carried with him was gone. Oh, here I'm keeping you out in the cold. I guess you're going into the cafe.
Well, I thought I'd find some news by going in talking to the boys. But we've had enough news for a while. Hmm, King?
Hey, that's funny. Look at King. He's watching Fred and that man with him.
You don't know who he is.
No.
Well, Sergeant Preston. Hey, what's the big yapping for?
Quiet, King. Quiet, boy. Yeah, that's better, boy. How are you, Fred?
Fine. Hello, Oliver.
Fred.
Going inside?
Why, yes, yes, we're going in. How about it, Oliver?
Well, I'm sure not going in to celebrate anything.
Yeah, still feel pretty bad about Mike Oliver, huh? I don't blame you. We all do. Oh, excuse me a minute. I see Joe Higgins over there. I want to talk to him.
Here, go ahead, Fred.
I wondered if he'd introduce his friend.
Friend? Maybe he thought you knew him.
Well, hardly. If I did, I'd have spoken to him. No? No, I don't know him. But King here does.
Sergeant Preston watched the two men make their way through the room. His face was thoughtful as he noticed the banker speak for a moment to Joe Higgins at the far end of the bar. Then the two walked to a table in the corner. The man looked over his shoulder quickly as if to make sure no one was listening before he spoke.
That's the one. I told you I saw him, Monty.
You told me you were ready to drop him when that dog started for you.
That dog. I should have dropped him.
Why didn't you?
Because when that mutt started coming at me, that policeman was right behind him with a gun in his hand.
You could have stopped them both.
Not the way that dog was coming, I couldn't. I came back here to warn you.
Warn me? Listen, we're in the clear.
Yeah. That Monty was talking to the friend of the prospectors.
What difference does that make? Oliver doesn't suspect a thing. You're new here. You just came in from the States, see?
Just so long as you don't say where in the States.
You're safe here.
I got my fill looking out from behind bars, Johnson. You better handle this right.
If you keep your mouth shut and don't run from every loose lead dog in the Yukon, we won't have anything to worry about.
I ain't running from any dog. But Preston's one Monty I don't aim to cross.
Preston's like all the rest of them. If you're smart, you stay with me and you'll clean up enough to leave this country a rich man.
I always wondered how bankers got their money.
It's an easier way to get gold than digging for it.
Though he talked to Oliver, Sergeant Preston watched the two men at the far end of the room closely.
King here looks like he's waiting for something.
He's just given me an idea, Oliver.
How can a dog... Well,
King and I work together. He's been right every time he's ever started after something.
Well, they do say a dog's got a sixth sense.
Well, I don't know whether it's a sixth sense or not. If that's what they call it, I won't disagree.
Where are you going?
I just want to talk to Fred.
Oh.
We thought we'd join you, Fred.
Sure. Pull up a chair.
Yeah, I'll take that one, Sergeant.
You're a stranger in Fort Mon, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. You and the sergeant don't know each other, Slim. Sergeant, this is Slim West. Slim, Sergeant Preston.
Hi.
How do you do? St-
staying with Fred, Slim?
Yes, he's staying with me for a while. That is, until he gets staked out on his own.
Well, it's mighty nice of you to help him out.
Oh, it isn't as if we were strangers. Say, what do you two have?
Forget about me, Fred. I'm not drinking.
Nor am I. You go right ahead and order.
Well, if you're sure you don't want anything. Two specials, fam.
Oliver told me about Mike.
Yes, that was a shame. Mike was one of the... Well, I guess you could call him one of the finest men here in Fort Mon.
I understand he drew his dust out of the bank a short time before he was murdered.
Yes, sir, he did. And I told him it was very unwise. You know how Mike was, headstrong. You couldn't tell him anything once he made up his mind. Do you think you'll catch the murderer, Sergeant? Everyone knows he was robbed, killed for his gold.
Sometimes takes quite a while to bring a killer to justice.
You've got a sizable job in your hands. On account of the snowstorm, there were no tracks. Here come the drinks, Slim.
There's
you, Jim. That's Clem. I'll take care of it, Slim. Let's see.
It seems if the cafe's nearly empty, we should be getting back to the bank, Fred, huh?
Can't be away too long. There you are, Clem.
Would you mind if I look at that poke, Fred?
This poke?
Yes, I thought I saw some initials on it.
No. You imagine things, Sergeant. I've never had my initials on this.
Now don't put it away, Fred. I asked to see it.
I'm not putting it away.
Gun.
I was reaching.
Fred.
If it's your poke, let's see it.
It's not my poke.
That's what I thought. You know, Fred, you can't
do
that.
So, I'll hand it to you. You noticed something I overlooked. I forgot about initials on that poke.
What's this all about?
It's all about how Mike was murdered, Oliver.
What?
Yes, murdered. You were right. He probably didn't go to the bank. He didn't get that far.
That's about as far as you'll get, Monty.
He couldn't have drawn out dust that wasn't there.
Go on. Let them hear how much you know about it. You won't live to tell anyone else.
Fred, please. I don't know nothing about this.
You stay where you are. Maybe you'd like to hear the sergeant tell his story of how I killed Mike Gallagher. And when he finishes, I can tell you what will happen.
I can't believe it.
I'll put this gun in my pocket, and you'll all walk in front of me out of here.
Then you'll be found like Mike was found.
You won't get away with it, Fred.
That's what you think.
We'll be seen leaving here with you.
And by the time you're found, I'll be well on my way to Skagway in a boat out of here. No, Marty, it's no use. You're taking orders from me.
Not much.
All right, kid, get aboard.
I'll get
aboard. Out of the way, Slim.
I got the gun. He knocked it right out of his hand.
Wait! This dog, get him away from me!
All right, kid. All right, boy. Well, I'll put these handcuffs on you, Fred, just so you won't reach for a gun again.
Clem, I guess you'll have to carry Slim. That was a real sock you gave him, Sergeant. But I never saw anything like King. Talk about sixth sense.
Well, King's responsible for catching these murderers, Oliver. Slim must have been leaving Fort Mon this morning when he saw me breaking camp, getting ready to come through. He wanted to warn Fred, so he came back here. How King knew he was watching or what his intentions were, I don't know. But when we met Fred and Slim outside the cafe, he started growling.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that was when I began wondering. I wondered why Slim would warn Fred, a policeman, was headed this way, until I remembered Oliver saying he suspected Mike hadn't been to the bank. It would be simple enough for Fred to make it seem that Mike had drawn out his dust, when in reality he'd been stealing it.
And when you saw the initials on the poker...
I said I thought I saw some initials on it.
What? You mean there aren't any initials?
Well, you'll have to look to see. Fred wasn't sure either. He just knew he was carrying around Mike's poke of gold, and his conscience did the rest.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Yes, King, the case is closed.
Upholding the motto of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston and the great dog King maintain the right and get their man. Don't miss their next thrilling adventure when they meet the challenge of the Yukon once again on Saturday at the same time.
Oh, King! Oh, you husky!
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.
The challenge of the Yukon.
One king, a new husky.
King, the swiftest, strongest of Eskimo lead dogs, blazes the trail through storm and snow for Sergeant Preston as he meets the challenge of the Yukon. Sergeant Preston was typical of the small band of Northwest Mounted Police who preserved law and order in the Yukon during the gold rush of 98. That was the year that brought over 50,000 men swarming into the Klondike region, and the greed for gold led to frequent violence and bloodshed. But in spite of the odds against them, the force preserved a splendid record in maintaining the right. The challenge of the North was answered, and justice ruled triumphant. The bank in Dobie City was a small frame building rich in gold deposits from some of the finest claims in the Yukon. Late afternoon, two men faced Bid Miller, Dobie's banker, guns leveled as the small man faced them defiantly.
You won't dare to shoot. The whole town would be here in 2 minutes.
2 minutes would be all we need to get out of here. Open that safe, Miller.
I'm not opening those safe doors.
What do you want to fool around for, Sam? Come on, let him have it.
For the last time. Open that safe.
You'll never get away with this.
We'll get away with it, all right. What are you waiting for? Go on, turn that combination.
Yeah, that's what I call being real persuasive now, Sam.
Yeah. Maybe our friend here is sensible after all.
You'll see how sensible I am. You might carry this gold out of here, but mark my words, you'll never get away with it.
Open the doors. Lift that gold out of the safe. All of it.
Yeah. You don't want to miss any.
Oh, this is even better than you said.
Well, our haul, this is. Wait till the boss sees it.
Any more in there?
Any more? Do you see any more?
I guess Shorty here's giving us all the help we need, Tony.
Yeah, I get you, Sam.
No, no. Wait a minute.
You talk too much. This is just to keep you from putting some miners on a trail.
You dirty yellow skunk. There ain't a drop of red blood in either of you. I'll see them.
That's it. It'll be a long time before he can tell anything. Gather up the rest of them, folks. The sooner we get out of here, the better.
Sergeant Preston was a good 3 hours from Dobie City as he urged King on toward a small cabin standing alone in a clearing. A strong wind bit into him sharply.
On, King! On, you husky! Oh, that smoke from the chimney certainly looks good. All right, King. Ho, you huskies. Ho! That's it, fella. We'll stop in to see Mort Kramer.
Hey,
hello there, Mort. How are you?
Well, Preston, it's a long time since you stopped by these parts.
Oh, just on my way to Dobie, Mort. I thought I'd stop in for a while. How's everything going?
Well, about the same as usual. Come on in. So cold up here, I don't know how men stand it.
That's the Yukon for you. As I remember it, you never did like the climate.
You want to bring your dog in?
No, no. King will stay out here. We'll rest a few minutes before going on.
Sit down. Tell me what brings you to these parts. You say you're going to Dobie City?
That's right.
Yep.
That's gold robberies again, Mort.
Oh, yeah?
A group of men have been systematically robbing banks all the way from Skagway to... Well, that's just it. To where? One after the other.
Well, you got any information that makes you think they're around here?
Yes and no. If I'm right, I have a hunch Dobie will be their next stopping off place.
Well, it all goes to prove I'm right. I always said it's no use banking your dust. Just puts it all in one place for the first smart crook that comes along to clean up.
Oh, I think you're wrong there, Mort. Banks are necessary up here. And it's up to the law to protect them.
Maybe I shouldn't say so. But you ain't done much protecting up to now. I mean, well, they were robbed.
You've got a point in favor of your argument, Mort. But it's my job to stop those robberies.
I wish you luck, Sergeant. They must be a mighty slick gang.
Now, what's that?
Tell you what's the idea. This is a fresh team.
What do you two want?
What
are these friends of yours, Mort?
Friends of mine. Never saw them before.
The money, huh?
If you two start for grub,
yeah,
well...
we thought we could buy some from you, mister.
Looks more to me as if you thought you could take my team. It's all right, King. Where are you heading for?
Pikeston. If it's all the same to you, money, we'll must.
Where'd you come from?
Why the gun, Sergeant? They don't
these
look
men
like...
will have to come to Dobie with me, Mort.
Dobie? Well, you're daft. We're going to Pikeston.
You're both going to Dobie with me and explain those bags from the Dobie City Bank on your sled.
What? Oh, say. I didn't ever notice them.
They weren't very carefully put on the sled. Two of them slipped from under that pack. All right, you two. Here, put these handcuffs on them, Mort.
No, you can't do this.
Well, he's doing it, ain't he? Now, shut up. Maybe you think your boss can get you out of this one, huh?
Maybe he better, mister.
Hey, These might be the men you were looking for, Sergeant.
Well, we'll soon find out. I imagine the banker and Dolby will be able to throw a lot of light on the subject. Get the dogs up, King.
All right, just a minute, Sergeant. I'll go to Dolby with you. It ain't every day I get a chance to watch the law working on bank robbers.
It was late afternoon as Sergeant Preston closed the doors on his two prisoners in Dolby City. And it was an excited banker who stood by, grinning triumphantly.
Yes, sir. They're the ones, all right. Made me open a safe that hit me on the head. I still got a bump. Oh, still hurts, too.
I wanted you to identify them, Bid.
Last thing I said to them was that they wouldn't get away with it. Now who's laughing, boys? Sergeant Preston, I got to hand it to you. If it hadn't been for you, well, I hate to think of what would have happened.
It's a little too soon to hand anything to anybody, Bid.
What do you mean, Sergeant?
Well, it's true that we've got the robbers jailed.
And you've got the gold back in the bank. Seems to me
No, there's more to it than that. Much more. You see, Bid, there's someone else behind these robberies. I'm convinced of it.
Say.
Hmm?
Now that you mention it, when I swung the safe doors open, one of them said, just wait till the boss sees this.
Did they say anything else? Anything more definite?
No, that's all. Maybe you can get them to tell who it is. They're all alike. Once they get in a tight spot, they'll tell everything they know.
I've already talked to them.
No luck?
No. But they may change their minds. I'm convinced that these are the men who've been responsible for those robberies in Bell Vista, Doriston, Hightop.
You're right. And they're the ones that must have killed O'Toole in Hightop.
Hey, look, Sam. We got visitors again. Hey, well, what do you want, Molly?
I'm giving you two a chance to lighten your sentences.
That's mighty interesting. But if you're here to ask for names, you're wasting your time.
A miner's jury won't go easy on you unless you help me get the man in back of you two. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
You're right on one thing. We got everything to gain just by staying here waiting.
And waiting for what? You'll be convicted of robbery while your boss makes a getaway with the gold he's holding from those other banks.
Marty, we ain't talking.
Well, suit yourself. There's a chance for you to help yourself.
We'll get help, all right. And you can put this in your books. We won't be here long enough to be convicted by a miner's jury. See?
Easy to see they ain't got a brain between them. There ain't a soul in Dolby would be likely to spread the news of you two being in jail where it'd do you any good.
We don't need anybody to spread the news, Shorty.
All right. Come on, Bid.
Save your breath, Monty. You'll need it to explain why your jail's empty when the jury gets together.
What do you make of it, Sergeant? They seem mighty sure of themselves.
Yes. Too sure.
I don't understand it.
Well, there's only one explanation.
What's that?
Put yourself in that place, Bid. If you were jailed here in Dolby City and your boss was, say, over in Pikeston, what would you do?
Why, I'd try to get word to him, I guess.
You wouldn't be so sure that you could get word to him in time to get out of facing a trial that's 2 days away, would you?
No, I wouldn't. And if I was in their shoes, I'd either make sure he'd face that trial with me, or I'd break my neck seeing somebody that'd tell him to get me out of jail, or else.
And they haven't talked to anyone since Mort and I brought them in.
And yet they're so plumb sure that... it beats me.
There's only one answer to it. The man we're looking for must be right here in Dolby City.
Right here? Say, who do you suppose... That must be it.
Yes, of course it is.
In that case, the only thing to do is to double the guard on the jail and make sure he don't get the chance to spring them. By golly, that's it. And when they see that trial coming up and no help from their boss,
I think Bidder will force his hand.
What?
We'll give this boss of theirs just the chance he's waiting for.
Well, I don't get you. You mean you know who he is?
No, I don't know who he is.
Well, then, you're going to take a chance on leaving the jail unguarded?
If we leave the jail obviously unguarded, he'd suspect the trick immediately. Remember, this is the man responsible for a string of bank robberies that he's gotten away with up till now. No, he'd be too smart to fall for a trap like that. I'll need your help, Bid, and King.
I'll do anything I can. But I still don't see
King how... and I are going down to the wharf and upstream a bit. Tomorrow morning, I want you... Early the next morning, miners thronged the streets in Dolby City. They were gathered in the cafe, in the general store, and lounging outside the frame buildings bordering Main Street. When suddenly, Bid Miller came racing from the wharf at the riverfront at the street's end.
Hey! There's a man in the river! The Texan's dog's trying to pull him out.
What?
Yeah.
Man in the river.
I want to see that. Come on, Mike.
It was a stampede. Men who were hungry for excitement and entertainment raced down to the wharf, some of them already laying bets on whether or not the dog would be successful in pulling the man out of the rushing waters of the Yukon River. As Bid ran past the jail, he called to the guard.
Don't you want to see it, Clem?
Yes, you will.
Come on, this is too good to miss. Sandy can keep his eyes on them two prisoners.
I got him right with you, Bid. I'll lay you 2-1. They're both going to make it.
The street that only 2 minutes before had been crowded with men was deserted. Mort Kramer walked out of the cafe and slipped up behind the one guard left standing outside of the jail. The man was facing the wharf, listening intently to the wild cries of the miners. He never realized his danger till Mort was upon him.
Oh.
Now they get the keys.
Good.
Lady Luck's playing right into my hands. To find which one of these is...
Hey, what the...
Mort. That's me.
For a while there, he's beginning to worry about you.
You knew better than that. What did you think I came to the town with the Mountie for?
What did I tell you, Sam? See? Boy, will that Mountie be surprised. How'd you manage it?
Preston managed it. All right, come on. My sled's in back at the cafe.
What do you mean, Preston managed it?
Every miner in town is watching that dog of his pull some fool out of the river.
Oh, his dog, huh? I hope that mutt never gets out.
Just the chance I was waiting for.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing for you it came up. Because if it hadn't, we'd have told enough about them robberies to hang you.
Fool, what could I do in front of Preston? Come on, we've wasted enough time. Preston might be back any minute.
You're wrong, Mort. Not any minute, right now.
Preston.
Those keys, put your hands up.
This was a trap, you fool.
Yes, it was a trap.
But I thought...
You thought I was down at the river with the miners. That the coast was clear. I should have known when these two stopped at your cabin, Mort, that it was all prearranged. That your cabin is the hideout. But I've got enough evidence now to put you just where you belong.
Hey, Sergeant. What happened to Sandy?
That wasn't any man. Just a dummy. Somebody stuffed a suit of clothes and sent it down the river.
Did it work, Sarge? Mort!
Yes, Bid, it worked. Mort Kramer is the man we're looking for. I was standing behind the office door waiting for him. And he walked right into the trap. I think we'll find the gold from those other robberies out at his cabin.
Well, I'll
Sergeant,
be...
Sergeant,
I don't get this.
You'll hear about it in court tomorrow, Tim. Lock them all up, Bid.
Well, even if it was a dummy... You should have seen that dog of yours swimming. I never seen anything like it.
good work, fella. Good work. Yes, with your help, another case has been solved.
Upholding the motto of the Northwest Mounted Police, Sergeant Preston and the Great Dog King maintain the right and get their man. Don't miss their next thrilling adventure when they meet the challenge of the Yukon once again on Saturday at this same time.
On King! On you Husky!
Challenge of the Yukon, a copyrighted feature of the Challenge of the Yukon, Incorporated, brought to you every Saturday at this time, originated in the transcription studios of WXYZ Detroit. The characters and events in tonight's drama were fictitious. Bill Morgan speaking. This is the Michigan Radio Network.